On Wednesday's front page, UN inspectors say the evidence on Iran's nuclear program points toward work on weapons. Herman Cain said he'd take a lie detector test to prove he's telling the truth when he says he never behaved inappropriately with anyone, but he said he won't submit to that kind of an examination without good reason. And Penn State coach Joe Paterno may resign because of a scandal involving another coach on his staff. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says UN weapons inspectors announced for the first time they suspect Iran of conducting secret experiments with one purpose, developing a nuclear weapon. The inspectors released pages of new evidence that they say indicates Iran is farther along than had been suspected. They said Iran did computer models of nuclear explosions as recently as 2009. Iran has also experimented with atomic triggers. Iran said even before the inspector's report was released, the evidence was fabricated.
I have never acted inappropriately with anyone, period. And these accusations that were revealed yesterday simply did not happen.
Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain fired back in a nationally televised news conference, even as a second accuser went public. Cain said he would not drop his bid for the GOP nomination. He said he hadn't known Sharon Bialik until he saw her on television on Monday. The Times interviewed Karen Krauschar, one of the two women who settled sexual harassment claims against Cain at the National Restaurant Association. She said she was upset her name had leaked out, but had decided to talk now that her identity was publicly known. Cain said he remembered her, but he said her allegations were found to be baseless. The coach who won more games than anyone else in college football could be gone in days or weeks. In the wake of a sexual abuse scandal, Penn State is said to be planning coach Joe Paterno's exit. Deputy sports editor Jason Stallman explains.
At age 84, Paterno has been engulfed by this scandal that exploded on campus over the weekend. His longtime assistant, Jerry Sandusky, was charged with sexually abusing as many as 8 boys over the course of 15 years. And the Attorney General's Office in Pennsylvania and state police claim that Paterno and other university officials were aware of some of this abuse, but did nothing to report it or pursue it in a meaningful way. Much of the case focuses on an incident in 2002 when a graduate assistant coach on Paterno's staff told him about something he had seen in the shower room in the football building that involved Sandusky and perhaps sexually abusing a young boy. Paterno reported it to his superior, the athletic director, and as far as we know, he did nothing more. In the wake of all of this, the student body, many alumni, and the public at large seem extremely disturbed that Paterno did not pursue this incident in any other way.
If Germany had a motto for the European debt crisis, it might be no pain, no gain. Germany itself doesn't share the economic problems that have dragged down other nations, and that's fueling anger in places like Spain, Greece, and Italy, where some say Germany doesn't understand that for years they borrowed heavily to purchase German exports. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi offered to step aside after he lost his majority in Parliament. The Air Force morgue that prepares military casualties for burial lost soldiers' body parts twice during 2009. That prompted the Air Force to discipline 3 senior officials for what it called gross mismanagement at Dover Air Base in Delaware. Investigators concluded the officials knew about the problems but did nothing to change procedures at the base. A second independent investigation said the Air Force had failed to accept responsibility for the mistakes. The Air Force Chief of Staff, General Norton Schwartz, says the problems have now been corrected. Wednesday's Times looks at non-English-speaking entrepreneurs. Many rooted their businesses in big cities where immigrant populations are large enough to insulate them from everyday situations that demand English. Felix Sanchez de la Vega Guzman turned a business selling tortillas in the street into a $19 million food empire that reaches from coast to coast. It's been more than 40 years since he arrived in New York from Mexico. He can still barely speak English. Inside Wednesday's Times, details on a reshuffling at the White House. Chief of Staff William Daley is turning over some of the day-to-day management of the White House to Pete Rouse, who was President Obama's Chief of Staff in the Senate. White House officials say that's aimed at streamlining the internal workings in the West Wing. Times reporter Mark Landler says Daley, who was brought in 11 months ago, never really penetrated the inner circle dominated by insiders like David Plouffe and Valerie Jarrett. James Murdoch will face some embarrassing questions when he returns to testify before a committee of parliament in London on Thursday. It's investigating the phone hacking scandal that's engulfed News Corporation. James Murdoch is the company's deputy chief operating officer. In July, he said he hadn't known how widespread hacking really was. Documents released since then have cast doubts on his account. And Julie Taymor was fired as director of the Spider-Man musical on Broadway several months ago. Now Wednesday's arts section says she's gone to court demanding $1 million in royalties. She says the producers used about 25% of her script contributions after she was let go and the show was overhauled. She says the producers did send her a check last week, but for only $52,000. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.